Our next presenter is Yendelea Coffey, and she is a PhD student at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in Worcester, Massachusetts. Her focus is research and in exploring the psychosocial and behavioral factors that influence medication adherence among African Americans with hypertension. Her talk today will be exploring perceived racial discrimination as a predictor of patient satisfaction among African Americans.
Good morning, everyone. So today I'm going to be presenting the findings of some research that I recently conducted. It was exploring perceived racial discrimination as a predictor of patient satisfaction among African Americans. But before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge quickly my mentor, Dr. Jerome Allison, as well as my co-mentor, Dr. Sandra Hewlett of Cooper Green Mercy Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. And I have no relationships to disclose. So I'd like to begin by quickly giving you a little bit of background about discrimination as well as patient satisfaction. So patients that report experiencing discrimination in healthcare are less likely to seek healthcare in the future. Additionally, among these same patients, these experiences of discrimination may lead to lower trust in healthcare providers. In the past, discrimination has been linked with poorer health outcomes as well as lower utilization of preventive medicine. And there's a growing interest in linking discrimination with quality of care measures. So today, I'm going to be looking at patient satisfaction, which is often regarded as a quality of care measure. Also, I wanted to mention that patient satisfaction is very multifaceted. It doesn't just reflect the care that patients are receiving. It also reflects the preference of patients. Little research has examined the relationship between patient satisfaction and racism or discrimination. However, in 2000, Labiste et al. Conducted a study that found that patients that perceived racism, were more distrustful towards the medical system and reported less satisfaction with care. So, the objectives of my study are to examine if perceived race-based discrimination, and if mistrust for healthcare providers contributes to lower patient satisfaction. My data were obtained from the TRUST study, which is a subset of the Alabama Collaboration for Cardiovascular Equality, 2007 and 2008. The data was collected using a combination of survey data as well as medical record review. And the objectives of the TRUST study were to examine constructs such as reported discrimination, trust in physicians, happiness, self-efficacy, and health outcomes among African Americans with hypertension. My methods, my associations were quantified using ordinal logistic regression, and confidence intervals were calculated using bootstrapping techniques. For mediation analysis, I applied the methods of Carlson, Holm, and Breen to assess the impact of perceived discrimination on patient satisfaction and the portion of this relationship that's due to trust. And the purpose of the Carlson method is to decompose the effect of the exposure. And for this particular study, the exposure is discrimination. The study took place at Cooper Green Mercy Hospital, located in Birmingham, Alabama, in the outpatient clinics. The TRUST study included 788 African-American participants and 137 white participants. However, the present study has been restricted to only African-American participants. The present study consists of 229 men and 558 women with an average age of about 54 years old. And patients were selected based on reporting discrimination and patient satisfaction. So as I mentioned earlier, my outcome is patient satisfaction, and it was self-reported using the Patient Satisfaction Questionnaire 3 short form, and the general satisfaction measure combines various dimensions of patient satisfaction. That includes interpersonal manner, technical quality, accessibility, finances, efficacy and outcomes, and physical environment. And I use this as a categorical variable. So the original scale has five levels of satisfaction, and I recategorized it so that very satisfied and satisfied were combined, as well as dissatisfied and very dissatisfied. The exposure variable is racial discrimination reported using the Krieger Experience of Discrimination Scale. A higher score indicates more reported discrimination. And I'm exploring trust as a mediator, and that was assessed using the Hall General Trust Scale, in which also a higher scale indicates greater trust. And my covariates of interest were income and education. So quickly, the demographics of my sample, about 71% of our sample was female and 29% were male. 68% of our sample had more than a high school education. However, 66% of our sample had an income of less than $11,999. In terms of patient satisfaction, only 18% of our sample reported that they were not satisfied. 15% reported that they were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. And 67% of our sample reported satisfaction. So in my bivariate analysis, I stratified by satisfaction level the three categories that I mentioned earlier, satisfied, neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, or not satisfied. We found significant associations with age. Our participants that were satisfied were about 3 years older than those that were not satisfied. There were no significant associations with gender, income, or education. And we were able to find significant associations with trust and discrimination. So our patients in the satisfied category had a trust score that was about 10 points higher than those in the not satisfied category. And in terms of discrimination, patients reporting that they were not satisfied reported the discrimination level that was about 2 times greater than that of the patients in the satisfied category. And for the table two, again, we found another significant association with age. As age increased, patient satisfaction increased. We also found surprising interactions with gender. We found that our female participants tended to be more satisfied than our male participants. And we were unable to find any associations with education or income. But again, we did find that discrimination was associated with patient satisfaction. Now, in terms of the mediation analysis, I've drawn a mediation triangle that shows the direct effects between discrimination and patient satisfaction and the indirect effects when discrimination goes through trust and into patient satisfaction. And so I calculated the mediated proportion of the effects using indirect effects divided by the indirect plus the direct effects. And it indicated that the impact of discrimination on satisfaction that was due to trust was about 78.2%. As with any study, our study does have limitations. Namely, it was a cross-sectional study design, and we were unable to determine causality. We used self-reported measures for discrimination and patient satisfaction, and of course, there are issues of generalizability. But there were strengths to the study. Our population and our study setting that's unique in Birmingham, Alabama, with a subset of patients with hypertension, as well as our sample size, was very robust. And just to conclude, among our patients of African Americans with hypertension, we found that our older participants and our more trusting participants were more likely to report greater satisfaction with care. Patients that perceived discrimination significantly contributed to lower satisfaction with care, and lower trust in providers explained a large portion of the impact of perceived discrimination on patient satisfaction. Our findings highlight the importance of the negative and lasting effects of perceived discrimination. Understanding these experiences and developing interventions that promote trust among African Americans may improve patient satisfaction and ultimately help to reduce disparities. The trust study was funded by the National Lung, Heart, and Blood Institute, and I was funded by a dissertation grant from the Agency of Healthcare Research and Quality. Thank you.